It's 9:30. Do you know what time it is? It's time for the Coffee Break Chat on WICC.
All right, we're joined here this morning by Melissa's mom. Mrs. Sheketoff is here, and this is a brand new segment. And Mrs. Sheketoff is going to give us her latest recipe. Good morning. How are you?
Mom.
Oh, is she there? Wait a minute. Hold on.
First of all, I love how you, why do you call her Mrs. Sheketoff?
Well,
it's okay.
I have respect. I respect Mrs.
Sheketoff. Right, Tony? Exactly.
Am I right or wrong?
But you could call me Claudia because, you know, we're
cooking with Claude.
No, I got to get used to that. I can't just dive in. I got to get used to it. All right.
I can't get used to it either, so that's okay.
All right. Now, I'm in the mood for fish. All right. It's also Valentine's Day. Can you cook up a fish dish that kind of has a little bit of a Valentine's Day motif?
Yes, I do. But you know what's so funny? I have to start cooking my recipes on Thursday night so that I can come up with a plan, because any of this works. You know what I'm saying? Like, but any of these varieties will work. But yes, I'm doing a salmon.
And salmon's
okay,
perfect.
So I'm doing a salmon,
pink.
And
right.
What I usually do is get the strips of salmon, the pink one, not the red one, or the redder one, and I either get them and cut them into 1.5 to 2-inch strips, or they're already cut. Usually they're cheaper if you cut them yourself. And I always make sure the skin is off the bottom because we don't like the skin on the bottom. So anyway, always pan, you know, your olive oil spray on the bottom. Put, you know, line your fish up in nice rows. And I add garlic powder over, you know, just skim it over, and a little, you know, black pepper, and fennel seeds. Just sprinkle fennel seeds. Last night I was trying to count them so I could tell people, like, you can't overdo it, but, like, you know, maybe 10 little fennel seeds on each piece.
I mean, don't lie, Mom. We don't count the seeds. We just do, like, a little sprinkle in our
right,
hand and we just toss.
But, you know, I don't know, you know, like, some people might want to know the exact count.
That's okay, Mom.
I'm trying to do the exact count.
You're doing great, Mom. All right, so once you have the garlic powder, the black pepper, the fennel seeds, and you sprinkle that kind of, you just put that right on top of the fish, or do you,
yes,
like,
put on? I put that kind of right on top of the, and then you need your citrus. You can either do, like, orange juice, orange, fresh squeezed orange, lemon. I used to put red wine in it, but I don't do that anymore. And then I put a tiny little tab of butter on each piece, and then I bake it.
What temperature?
350.
How long?
Well, I was trying to figure that out, too. Like, there are people that like their fish kind of, like, more flaked, and they like it, you know, more poached-like.
I like it well done, Ma.
Huh?
I like it well done.
Yeah, so do I. So does Daddy. So anyway, happy Valentine's Day, Daddy. So anyway, so then at the end, when I think it's, like, where we want it and it's cooked pretty well, then I just top broil it for, like, 5 minutes until that nice brownish coat. I took a picture of it last night so you could put it up so they could see the end result. And then I had to taste it because, you know, usually I do any variety of this, you know, like if you don't have fennel seeds, don't worry about it. You know, if you have lemon and you don't have orange, however, but Daddy also, and then I baste it in between before you broil it.
What do you mean for the young cooks out there? What do you mean baste it? What are you talking about?
You know, the little brushes, or you could get like a little spoon, like a tablespoon, because you have enough juice in there. You want to just, you know, put it over the top a couple of times to keep it, like, nice and juicy so that when you broil it,
it doesn't, like, dry out?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
It doesn't dry out.
And what I like about your recipe, Ma, only because, as you know, my husband hates seafood, just all of it, your salmon doesn't taste like fish. It doesn't have, like,
no,
that fishy taste.
No. Well, none of us like the fishy taste.
Oh, I know. Daddy doesn't
like
it either.
Like, down the road, I will do a tilapia, but really, I only go between salmon, tilapia, and once in a while, sword. But other than that, I don't really get any other of the fishes. But most of these recipes can be intertwined with others. Like, my whitefish recipe can go with any whitefish, and my, you know, salmon recipe can go with any, let's call it a darker fish.
Okay. All right. Tone, so are, do you now want salmon?
Oh, I will eat salmon. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I
absolutely
have some leftover because I have to make my recipes the night before because I don't know what I do. You know, I just do the do over the years. You know, I just think, oh, I got some of this and this looks like it might, you know, so, but now I have to cook every Thursday night. So my husband's thrilled because he gets Thursday night, good meal, and then Friday afternoon, lunch. But I could save it for you, Tony.
Okay. All right. I don't want to take it away from Mr. Sheketoff. I couldn't take that kind of pressure.
Oh, no. We can't take that. Don't worry about it. He's thrilled.
Okay. Terrific. Now, if you're going to do this, what are we calling this segment? What
Cooking is with Claude.
Okay. All right. Good, good. Cooking with Claude.
It just came to me.
All right. Very, very good. All right. So we always, and now, is there anything else? Anything else we need to know?
Yeah. What do you pair that with, Ma?
That's pretty much the salmon. I did then, like, just, you know, cut up some fresh strawberries and took a picture of that. You know, I'll do vegetables later, but, you know, I just, you know, pan fried some cauliflower, and we do everything in olive oil and garlic. So I steam it, olive oil, garlic. We live in olive oil and garlic in this house.
That's pretty true.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Mrs. Sheketoff, I thank you so much for taking the time. And this is the second segment of Claude's Kitchen. We'll do it again next.
Kitchen.
I love it. All right. And we'll do it again on next Friday. Sounds good.
Yes. Thank you. And happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
All right. Very, very good. Thank you so much. I got to remember when she's on to lower my headset.
Yes.